You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This is wild. We got ESPN on in the studio here, and Gilbert Arenas on ESPN talking hoops. Hey, man. Gil's really good at it. I'm glad he's
getting it. If you got a podcast that's working, they will get you on there.
Good for Gilbert.
I like that following.
I'm pro Gilbert. We're a pro Gilbert radio program. We're also a pro Nate Dogg radio program. Joining us now from New York City, our friend Mr. Barstool Nate, Eric Nathan. Little Nate X. What up, dude?
Guys, I'm going to say it. Today stinks. I'm not a fan of May 20th right now.
Why?
There's nothing to talk about. We got caps done. Nats are just the Nats. We can talk push if you want for another 2 hours. I'm just ready for football season to start. It's going to be a long, long summer.
I want to let you talk about the caps for just a moment. I know you were at the game.
Of course.
When they called off, the goal really sucked. And then Carolina gets one late, kind of a weird angle thing. I asked Sverluga this yesterday. The way Washington attacked this offseason, trying to get their offensive line much better, obviously you want to invest in your offensive line kind of regardless of what the situation is. Every team should. You need a good offensive line. But I also think Adam Peters, Dan Quinn recognize that within their own division, the Eagles have a great defensive line, and if the path to Super Bowls will probably involve Philly, and so they wanted to specifically try to address that.
Mm-hmm.
The way the NHL playoffs are built, you're going to play a division opponent, and Carolina just seems like a real problem for the Washington Capitals.
They got to figure it out.
Yeah, so the Hurricanes played great, and we don't need to go it's so frustrating, right? Because all season long, I came on your show and just praised the Caps and how well they were built and how good the team was, and all of that is true. And then we just run into this team, the Carolina Hurricanes, who just played as close to perfectly as I think a hockey team can play against us. It was just, they were always in position. They just smothered you, didn't let you into the zone. They take a lot of shots, not a lot of good shots, but they take advantage of their opportunities. They're very well coached. They can score in the power play. They can kill penalties. They just do everything great. And the Caps, I think suffered a little bit of fatigue from the entire goal chase thing during the regular season, and honestly just didn't have the speed to keep up with the Hurricanes when it was needed. Ovi in game 5 was non-existent. I don't even think he could skate. It looked bad. And when your best player can't even skate, it's going to be really hard to win a playoff series. Mm. So I think two things can be true. I think this was the most fun regular season I've ever had watching the Capitals. Maybe that's a little recency bias because I know like those, you know, 2010 team President's Trophy, etc. But this team with the goal chase and how tight knit they are, and just watching the team all season, most fun I've ever had watching them. And then just, you know, it's okay to be disappointed and frustrated with how it ended so abruptly and so quickly by the Hurricanes, and really makes you look up and down the Caps roster. What do we need now to get better to beat the Hurricanes and the Panthers and teams like that next year and moving forward?
Well, and when you say that, so you look at them when they play against a lot of different teams. Those teams were just point blank. You can see it. I don't care if you know hockey or not. They were faster. You know. What's going to have to happen for them to be able to equal that speed while maintaining their grit to face these teams that just seem to be better than them?
Yeah, you get younger, get a better center on the third and fourth lines, have the opportunity for all lines to score, not just in the regular season, but in the playoffs when scoring and depth matters more. Because, like, you can beat up on bad teams in the regular season and make the playoffs, especially in hockey when seemingly every team makes the playoffs. Like, if you just put us against bad teams like the Penguins, Flyers, Islanders, whatever, like, we're going to make the playoffs every year. It's when you play good, hard-nosed, aggressive teams like the Hurricanes in the postseason when you need that speed and you need that extra depth. And I do think the Caps have the depth. Just a couple guys on the blue line could have stepped up that didn't, and now they're getting in fights outside of Spider Kelly's. And the third and fourth lines kind of disappeared in the playoffs when we needed it the most. So I think this offseason, with some money coming off the books, Caps are looking to make a big splash, especially at the center position, and just really just get younger and faster up front.
I briefly want, since you just brought that up, I did want to ask B something. So our guy Alexiev, who got his teeth knocked out a couple weeks ago, I don't know what happened. Only the people that were there at approximately 3:30 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
But doesn't it feel like a bunch of drunk dudes at a bar and like somebody tried to S-talk Alexia? Like,
right.
I'm sure that happened. That's exactly what happened.
I mean, you lived that, right?
Yeah.
It's just
you have to understand.
You're kind of a target.
The other folks have nothing to lose, and they want you to do something to them so they can try to get a quick capitalization off of you. It happens, but still, like I always say, the only people that are left to really, really promote team are the players. You know what I'm saying? You know, players have to always be on point.
Yeah, I side with Alexiev to that point where who amongst us has not been super drunk at 3 a.m? If you're a 6'4" crazy Russian with all your missing teeth, you're going to get in a fight. I mean, it's just kind of a thing that might just happen when you're young, drunk, Russian, etc. I'm not angry at him. I'm more angry about how poorly he played in the playoffs than him getting in a fight outside of bars.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm with that.
All right, so we're now closing the door on this version of the Caps. It's going to be really interesting to see kind of what they do next. And as we look at like the summer, dude, like we're now in it. I wanted to ask you this specifically, Nate, because I feel like you're the perfect person. We're talking with our friend Barstool Nate here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Prior to Jaden,
mm-hmm.
probably the biggest stars in Washington, I would say, were like, I mean, Ovi's his own person, right?
Yeah.
But hockey's not the biggest sport. But, like, Wall, Gill, RG3, and...
Yeah.
Bryce
That's
Harper.
A story in itself right there.
Bryce Harper for a while. And, dude, Bryce, I think, was with Under Armour. All of Gill, Robert, and Wall were all, like, Adidas guys. This is perhaps stupid, but it matters to me. Nike, I'm not taking shots at any other apparel manufacturer, right? Like, there's a lot of good gear out there. But Nike's always the best. And the best dudes are always with Nike. Like, being a Nike guy is a big deal. And
mm-hmm.
people need to understand that there are pretty much all pro athletes have some level of endorsement deal mm-hmm. where they get free gear or whatever. But, like, being one of their guys on billboards and stuff, that is different. And I don't know if you saw it. I shared it on my Instagram story. But Jaden is now a Nike guy, like a Nike football guy. Mm-hmm. And there's just a part of me that feels like that is another example of the difference with this dude and all of his predecessors.
Well, but I think, like, when you look at Ovi, that you're not...
Nike, hockey's different.
Hockey's not really... Nike's not there. But the other guys, you got to realize, when the other team is offering you... The other group is offering you far more money, that's what you're going with.
Sure, and a buddy of mine that has been in that space, that signed players, has explained that, like, Adidas has to pay 40% more than Nike, or Under Armour, or Reebok, or whoever. But something tells me... Nike had to pay the going rate for Jaden because he had those options. Nadog, have you seen the videos? Just kind of what do you think?
I think it kind of goes hand in hand with the Commanders being on national television for like 10 out of 17 games. This is our new reality. It's crazy. And I'm not worried about Jaden because we know how mature he is and he can handle the spotlight and all that. But it's a lot really quickly for a second-year quarterback. He took us to the NFC Championship game in year one, and now it's going to be so annoying when, you know, we lose two games in a row and we have to listen to ESPN for a week straight talk about, is Jaden a one-year wonder, and all these narratives that they're going to come up with. Oh, he signed a Nike deal, but he threw an interception. I wish we lived in a world where Jaden could just – be Jaden and play football, and we didn't have to worry about all these expectations people are going to put on him. But I do think he's special. I do think he's different. I don't think he's going to crack under the pressure. I just hate that it's going to be really hard for him in year two to live up to year one expectations. And I think this is a guy that will bring us one or multiple Super Bowls in the next 10 years. So I need everybody to remember this conversation right now. If, you know, we start off 5-4 or whatever. It's a long, long road. And this Commanders team overall, still, we don't have a great roster. And we have to remember that. They're still rebuilding. We're still plagued by Ron Rivera not knowing how to draft. It's going to take time. But everything is trending in the right direction.
But you know what, Nate? I think if you're going to get to that level, you got to deal with it. And that's what the great players have always dealt with. That pressure, that expectation, the public scrutiny. And I think Jaden is built like that, and he should be fine. You can't ever run away from, because if you're going to run away from that point, then don't play the game at all.
No, he's going to be fine. We just have to remember as fans, as diehard fans of his, that ESPN and stuff like that are going to be so annoying because they're going to say, oh, he was filming Nike commercials instead of studying the playbook. They're going to make up all this nonsense.
Well, we know
about
that's a bunch of BS.
Yeah, it's going to be so miserable when that happens, and I'm going to remember May 20th as the day I
can. Can I give you a hint? I'll give you some information, something to help you out. A little
What's
bit
that?
Of. Don't watch ESPN then.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe watch something else. If you know they're going to say something stupid, don't listen.
That's why I listen to 106.7 The Fan from morning to night, and I don't listen or watch anything else.
Well, dude, you know what's interesting is I had this conversation. It was before Caps Game 5, I think, and. It was. I jumped on with Grant and Danny because they were doing their show live from Cap One, and they were having this interesting debate about if you're a Commanders fan and you could just lock in a 10-win season now, or you could just wait and see how it plays out because maybe they win 13, whatever it is. And that leads to if you think last year was sustainable or if it's kind of all over the place. And I think offensively what we saw was largely sustainable. And I think it for a few reasons. I think turnovers are kind of the great unknown in football. And when you have a lot of them, it's really hard to win.
Mm-hmm.
But Jaden, historically, I mean, going back to LSU, is not a dude that throws a lot of picks, period. And so I don't expect that to significantly change. And I think the fact that they kept their coaching staff intact, you know, it is really hard and rare to keep – a staff intact off a team that does well.
And basically every damn body.
Yo, it's crazy.
Yes.
And I think they were so good in late half and late game situations, clock management, think about how many drives where they were able to get a field goal or a touchdown late in the second quarter, just before halftime, how good they were at that. And they brought somebody in specific for those situations, Dave Gardy, to help Dan Quinn. Like, I'm not expecting – to have to deal with the yelling shows on ESPN talking about Jaden's sophomore slump, because I just don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't believe in the idea that all quarterbacks must go through a sophomore slump. I do think that variance in sports, especially the NFL, is so high. Like, you see these graphs and charts all the time. If this team, instead of losing by 1 point, won by 1 point, how different their record would be. And I think that's what sets Jaden apart, is he finds ways to win the games, especially, you know, with the just how good he is on fourth downs and just how in touch he is with the rest of the offense and the offensive coordinators and everything like that. Everybody on the same page gets it done way better than any other team last year. But, you know, let's say we don't get all those fourth downs. Let's say we get half of those or whatever. There's just so much that can go wrong in the NFL that I'm just preparing myself mentally right now for when people start calling last year a fluke, when we who watch every game and every play know that it was.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fair. Talking with our friend Barstool Nate here on the Rude Guest Hotline. A couple things that are expected to happen today in Minnesota at NFL owners' meetings. One is the possible banning of the tush push. Where do you land on that?
I go back and forth. I usually fall on being anti-tush push because mostly the Eagles are lined up incorrectly on that play, and I don't think it's really much of a football play. I think it's kind of against what football is about, just having 500-pound men push your quarterback. I don't think it's a football play. So if I had a gun to my head, I had to choose, I would choose ban it.
Yeah, I think you just reinstitute the other rule. The other one, and I want to get into this in a minute or two here, is reseeding for the playoffs. And I don't know where I land on this. To me, this isn't simple like the tush push is.
Yeah.
If Washington, if they reseeded last year, I think the Commanders actually would have moved up a bit. Where are you? Because I know hockey did it for a little while. I don't know. What do you think about seeding changes?
Yeah, I go back and forth on that too. I think I'm with you that I don't know if I have a strong opinion either way, and I could hear arguments for both. I think as it is right now, it works, and I think reseeding also has its merits. I thought you were going to ask me about the players playing flag football at the Olympics, which I think is as unnecessary as it gets. And if Jaden is on the team, I might have to like pay someone to kidnap him so he can't go play in the Olympics.
Why?
The last thing I want I don't want any of my superstar players wasting their time playing flag football at the Olympics. It just sounds like a recipe for disaster.
Doug, I just think about the Barcelona Dream Team in 92 and how that changed the world. Yes. And how basketball is a global sport.
Football's already changed the world. We're all set with changing the world with football. When Jaden's in the prime of his career, I don't need him playing flag football and tearing an ACL or whatever. We know one great player is going to get hurt, and that's going to be the end of flag football in the Olympics. I don't need it.
Okay.
I didn't know that you were such a pessimist.
I don't agree with you. I also just think that is going to get fast-tracked and is just going to happen, so I'm not going to waste my time.
Breakdance. Let's bring back breakdancing. No need for flag football.
Nah, we don't want to see breakdancing. What that chick did was not breakdancing.
She didn't win.
She broke the dance. That's what she did. She didn't break dance. She broke
her name.
The dance.
One of the greatest in the world, B-Mitch.
No, she was not. Whatever that little inchworm thing she was doing, that was not even a damn dance.
Where are you on the reseeding the playoffs? Because you clearly hate the Olympics.
I don't think I have that strong of an opinion on reseeding because kind of like what you said, the NHL used to do it. Now they don't do it. It's like you play who you play. I don't know. Like if NFL decided to do it, I would say that makes sense. If they choose to keep it as is, I would say fine. It's worked the way it's worked. I don't have that strong of an opinion on it. I wish I really had a better take, but my take is I don't really have.
I don't think it's necessary because it changes every year for the people. If you win your division, you cool. If you have a good record and you don't win your division, you just want to be you want to get a home game over the person that won their division. And then the next year, if you were to win the division and you have a worse record than somebody, you'll be pissed off. Leave it how it is.
Yeah, I just don't need it flip-flopping. Pick reseed or don't reseed. I don't need it going back and forth.
Who would have thought Nate hates the Olympics? I wasn't ready for that when I woke up this morning.
I love the Olympics. I don't need to see NFL players playing flag football in the Olympics. I think that's so very unnecessary.
My guess is by the time we actually get to the finish line on flag football at the Olympics, you're talking about like two NFL players. Have you ever watched real flag football? I'm not suggesting that a dude like Steph Diggs couldn't go do it or something, but it's a very different sport when it's played at these high levels.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is mountain out of molehill done to generate interest in flag football at the Olympics. And by the time we actually land at LA in 2028, you're talking three dudes in the NFL, and none of them are Pro Bowl level players.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll see. I hope you're right.
Weird. Nate hates the Olympics. All right, dude. hey, how 1 year later, how's the foot?
2 years later.
Two years later. Oops.
Still hurts every day. But
JP and numbers, boy. I tell you.
Congrats to Bill Belichick and Jordan on their engagement.
It's Jordan.
Jordan. My apologies.
Now, like most of this Bill Belichick Jordan debacle, do we know if that's true? Is that a real thing that they're engaged?
I don't know. It's everywhere right now. The Patriots writer for The Athletic is reporting it. New York Times is reporting it. So I don't know.
You know what I think about it? Who gives a damn?
Why are we?
Everybody get engaged every day. Who cares?
I tend to agree. I'm the only person I want to revisit their commentary regarding Bill Belichick. I remember Cliff Kingsbury was speaking in Ashburn after the news came out that Belichick was taking the Carolina job. And Cliff just, I don't know if the media were the first people to tell him or if he had heard and then we asked him about it. But he just kind of laughed. He's like, I'll believe that when I see it. I need to see Bill on the sideline week one for the Tar Heels before I think that's going to happen. And I'm starting to think Cliff's right.
Yeah, but Bill's not going to leave. He ain't going to walk away for money.
I don't know, man.
If North Carolina decides to say, you know what, we tired of this dog and pony show, then that'd be a different thing.
I'm with you. I don't think he's coaching at UNC. I think everything is way too weird with him right now. I don't see it happening.
It is bizarre. All right, thanks, Nate Talk.
All right, appreciate you guys.
All right, bro.
That's our friend Barstool Nate, never arrested outside of Spider Kelly's in Arlington that I know of.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.